Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The head of the Office of Cannabis Management hopes Congress can find a solution to a federal ban on hemp-derived THC products. Executive Director Eric Tobel says Minnesota is unique because of the size of its low-dose hemp industry.
But also in the fact that we had that market up and running before we had adult-use cannabis. Most states that have an adult-use cannabis market, it was already kind of going when these products sort of first emerged. And because of that, we have a lot more interest and activity around those hemp beverages.
Tobel says the hemp products generate an estimated $200 million a year in the state. An amendment to the bill that ended the government shutdown bans most hemp-based THC next November. The 2025 legislative session was filled with tragedy and strong emotions. MNN's John Anderson takes a look back.
The legislative session opened January 14th, but with only half the House. Democrats were a no-show. Republicans elected Lisa Damith as House Speaker.
The Minnesota people are counting on us today.
The biggest battle was over the new budget. Governor Walz.
There's some tough compromises in here. We know that not everybody's happy.
The budget and a bonding bill passed a special session, but lost was illegal immigrant health care. Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman.
What I worry about is the people who will lose their health insurance. I know that people will be hurt by that vote.
4 days later, Hortman, her husband, and family dog were shot and killed in their own home. Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also shot. The governor tried to call a special session to ban assault rifles.
If you believe getting rid of those weapons is a bad idea, then you should be proudly on the floor upstairs voting no.
Part of the year that was.
The Minnesota National Guard is assisting with the state's response to the latest winter storm. Governor Tim Walz declared a peacetime emergency Sunday and authorized National Guard soldiers to provide support for emergency storm operations. Some highways in southern Minnesota were closed, and there was a no-travel advisory for most state highways and I-90. For the fifth straight week, the national average price of gasoline has declined. Gas Buddy says oil prices have remained relatively low, even amid the U.S. blockade on Venezuela's exports. They say the lower trend could persist a bit longer before prices finally bottom out sometime in January or February. Average gas prices in Minnesota have fallen 5.7 cents in the last week, averaging $2.62 per gallon. U.S. downed Switzerland 2-1 at Grand Casino Arena Saturday in its second preliminary round of the 2026 International Ice Hockey Federation World Junior Championship. Coach Bob Motzko of St. Cloud says the team knew they were in for a tough game after seeing the Swiss play on film.
And they are aggressive and hard, and then the game turned into that. In every tournament, you get yourself in one of those 1-0, 2-1 games, and you got to fight it out to the end.
Team USA next plays Slovakia tonight at 5 p.m. The Minnesota Timberwolves look to snap a two-game losing streak tonight where they play the Bulls in Chicago. This is MNN.